The Collier administration wanted to require some of the more than 400,000 people on CanCare, the state's privatized Medicaid program, to work in exchange for their health coverage. But many lawmakers opposed the idea, so they added language to a budget bill blocking the administration from making that and several other changes. To discourage a veto, lawmakers tied all CanCare funding to the proviso. Under the compromise, Governor Collier can continue to discuss a work requirement with federal officials, but neither he nor the next governor could implement it without the approval of the legislature. Republican Senator Vicki Schmidt worked with the administration on the deal.
So I feel very confident that this is an agreement that everybody can live with.
The administration has also abandoned plans to impose a lifetime cap on CanCare benefits. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Jim McLean.